This is ProBlogger.
Welcome to episode 159 of the ProBlogger podcast. I'm your host, Darren Rouse, the founder of ProBlogger.com, a blog, podcast, event, job board, and a series of ebooks, all designed to help bloggers to grow their audience and make money from their blogs. If you want to know more about ProBlogger, you can check it out at ProBlogger.com. In today's lesson, you're going to learn a simple technique that has generated 100 new links for my blogs in the last month. It only takes me about 5 to 10 minutes a day to do it, so it's fairly simple and yet it's quite powerful. Incoming links to your blog are important because they drive traffic to your site from other blogs, other parts of the web, and they also help you to rank higher in search engines, Google in particular, which again leads to more traffic. So if you want more traffic and a bigger profile in the search engines, this episode is for you. You can check out the show notes at ProBlogger.com/podcast/159. Let's get into the tip for the day.
Creating great content, finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Today's tip is really quite simple. It's not rocket science at all, yet it's incredibly effective, as I mentioned in my introduction today. I first came across this one in a blog from our friends over at BuzzSumo. And I'll link to the blog post because it is a few weeks old now. Actually, it's probably a couple of months old now. I'll link to it in today's show notes at ProBlogger.com/podcast/159. They, in turn, got the idea from Syed Balki from WP Beginner. And again, I'll link to Syed's blog in the show notes. Now, the simp is really simple. And in essence, it is to look for mentions of your blog or keywords that are relevant to your blog and articles on your blog on other people's blogs, and to reach out to those bloggers to see if there's an opportunity for them to link to you. Now, as I said, this is not rocket science, but it really does work. And I want to walk you through the little system that I've built, the workflow, I guess, that I've built to do it. Because this is something that I think many bloggers probably have done once or twice. But what I want to suggest to you is that it's useful to put aside 5 or 10 minutes a day, longer if you've got it, to do this, because it really is quite effective. Now, I use a tool called BuzzSumo. I use the paid version, but there's a 14-day trial as well, so you can see if it suits you. There are other tools around that do similar types of things. For example, over at Moz, they also have a tool as well. I think theirs is called Link Opportunities. So it doesn't really matter what tool you use, but I use BuzzSumo, and so that's what I will refer to in this episode. Now, I've got no affiliation with them whatsoever. It's just a tool I like, and it is a tool that has other features as well. So what I do with BuzzSumo, they have a little monitoring tab, and in that monitoring tab, I plug in a few things. I'm monitoring a few different words. Firstly, I'm monitoring my brand names, ProBlogger and Digital Photography School. And then I'm also plugging in some keywords that are relevant to my niche. Now, as I said before, BuzzSumo has quite a few features, but to find this one, just look for the monitoring tab when you sign in. I think it's up towards the top, maybe over on the right-hand side from memory, although they tend to move things around. And again, it lets you monitor those two things, either a brand or a keyword. Once you've got those in there, BuzzSumo goes to work and it starts to monitor thousands and thousands of blogs and websites around the web. It doesn't monitor every single blog on the internet, but it monitors a lot of them. And it puts together a daily report for you that shows you any new content that it sees that uses those words. And I have it set up to send me an email once a day with this little report. Now, I think there's different frequencies that you can set up for that email as well. So if you're setting up using a keyword, you want to be a bit careful about making the word too broad. Now, for example, if I put in the word photography, because it's relevant to my photography blog, it would generate thousands of results every day. And that's too much for me to be able to handle. And the results won't be relevant. But if I put in a term like food photography and with quotes around it, So to get those specific words in that order, it generates a more manageable amount. And I put it in the other day, and I think I got 40 or so results for the day. So you want to really just experiment with the keywords you put in there. So make sure you're not getting reports that are just overwhelming, and to really focus in. And I particularly would encourage you to think about, what are the key articles on your site that you want to build the search engine profile of? Articles that you know are going to be your most helpful for people, and then think about keywords related to those particular articles. Don't put too many keywords in, or else you'll get so many reports that you won't be able to handle it. So I would suggest starting with maybe two or three of those articles you're trying to build some links to, and monitor keywords relevant to those, as well as your brand name.
You're listening to ProBlogger.
Now, each day I get these reports emailed to me from BuzzSumo, and I spend 5 or 10 minutes digging into the reports. Sometimes I save up a couple of days at a time. This week I actually did 3 days at once, so I probably spent 15, 20 minutes on it, and that may be something that you want to do. But every day, or every time you've got the time, dig into those reports, and I look through all the content listed in it. Now, basically, it's a link of content that uses those particular keywords, and there's a couple of things that I'm doing as I'm looking through it. I'm looking for opportunities that might get me a link. Now, there's a couple of obvious things that you should be looking for. Firstly, the brand name monitoring. If I see someone has used the word ProBlogger, there's two things that might be happening there. One, they may be just using the term ProBlogger to describe themselves or blogging professionally, and they may not be actually talking about me or my blog. But on occasion, they are actually talking about ProBlogger, the blog or the podcast or the job board. And in those cases, I'm looking for opportunities for links. Now, many times people, when they do mention ProBlogger, they link to us, and that's great. And that's kind of interesting to see those articles and to be able to go and comment on them and find out what they're saying about us and that type of thing. That's really useful in and of itself. But it's amazing how many people mention ProBlogger, the blog or the podcast, or even a specific article, and may even quote us without adding a link. And many times it's probably just that they don't think to do it, or they forget to do it, whatever the reason. Now, BuzzSumo actually in their report tells you whether there's a link to your site or not. And this is really useful. If someone mentions your brand and they don't link to you, it's very easy to shoot them a polite email that firstly thanks them for mentioning my brand. So I would say, thanks for mentioning ProBlogger. I really found it interesting what you said. I try and personalize it there. And then I politely ask if they'd mind adding a link to ProBlogger. So it might be, hey, thanks for the article I saw. That was really interesting what you wrote about blah, 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 blah. Would you mind adding a link back to my article that you mentioned there? And then I usually make some sort of lighthearted little joke that says, you know, every link helps, and then wish them well, and maybe even offer to share that post, or depends really what the situation is. If what they've written is really useful, I might even just share it on Twitter anyway. And so I'm trying to personalize the approach there, but I'm trying to point out that there's an opportunity for them to link back to us. And that's particularly relevant if they've quoted us or they've mentioned a particular article, but if they've just mentioned us in passing, sometimes it's relevant there as well. I don't do this with every single mention of the site. We get quite a few every day. But in some cases, I guess I see that there's more of an opportunity than others, particularly if they've mentioned a specific article. That's one thing I'm looking for there. Now, not every blogger is going to get mentioned. Your brand may not get mentioned a lot. ProBlogger is fairly well known, and so it does get daily mentions of on other blogs. What I think is probably more useful is the keyword monitoring. So I also monitor a number of keywords that are relevant to articles on my site. As I dig through the reports that BuzzSumo sends me there, I'm particularly looking for opportunities in content that's been written where I think we've written something that could be useful for either the readers of the blog as further reading, or for the blogger themselves. And let me give you a couple of examples of what I've done over the last few days.
Creating great content and building your audience. This is ProBlogger.
For example, I monitor the keyword food photography, and I found an article written on a parenting blog that was about recipes that the blogger enjoyed. Now, they shared some recipes, they shared some photos of their food. I thought the photos were okay, but the reason I found the article is that they mentioned that they were sorry that the photos weren't as good as they could be, and they mentioned that they wanted to learn how to improve their food photography. And when they mentioned that food photography, it then came up in my results. So I noticed this mention, and I shot them an email and told them that I thought their post was really good. I thought their photos were pretty good as well. I'd noticed that they wanted to improve their food photography. And so I simply shot them some links to a couple of articles that we'd written on the topic of food photography. Now, in this particular email, I didn't ask for a link. I simply reached out because I thought the articles we'd written might be helpful to that blogger. I had no idea who that blogger was. We had no previous contact whatsoever. I'm pretty sure they've got no idea who I am. And they replied within a few hours, just simply saying thanks. And then I went back to the article and noticed that they'd actually updated the article with a couple of the links that I'd sent them. And then, interestingly, a week later, I noticed that they wrote a whole article about photography. And they not only mentioned the links that I'd mentioned on food photography, but they also did a section on kid photography, taking photos of kids, and they linked to us there. So simply by me emailing that blogger and saying, hey, here's a couple of articles you might find interesting, you might find them useful, I noticed you wanted to improve in this area, I had no mention of them linking at all. It wasn't even my intent to do that. I just wanted to be helpful. You know, it took me 2 minutes to send them that email. It led to links. And it led to an ongoing conversation as well, because then I was able to email them back again and say, hey, thanks for that. I really appreciate it. I wasn't expecting it. And now we've been conversing backwards and forwards. And now they've actually asked us to write a guest post for their site as well. So you can kind of see here the opportunities that sometimes open up when you start to see people mentioning things that are relevant to you and things that you can help them. Now, the other thing that I've done is been a little bit more cheeky and specifically asked for links when I notice people writing about keywords that we have articles for. Now, for example, I found an article a couple of weeks ago now on a blog about dogs. It was a dog blog. I'd never seen the blog before again, but I noticed, and it came up in my BuzzSumo report, because they had written this post, 3 tips for beginners photographing dogs, or something like that. The article was really good, but it was short and it was simple, it was light, and it was for beginners. And whilst that post was totally fine for beginners, I saw it and I thought to myself, okay, what could I suggest here? There's an opportunity here. And so I sent them an email, a very short email, and said, you know, notice your article. It's a great article. I love the images in it. It was a beautifully illustrated article. And then I politely mentioned a couple of links to articles that we'd published on the same topic that I thought might be good further reading. They were, I guess, more for intermediate photographers. So it was kind of like the next step. If your readers like those 3 tips, they might also like these. And then I made it really clear in the article a few times that there was no pressure at all to use them, but I just thought they might be useful either to the blogger or to their readers. I try and tread really gently with these emails where I suggest further reading, because I know not all bloggers are going to be open to that, and I don't want it to seem spammy. But in this case, that blogger again replied with a thank you and added a couple of those links within a few hours of them getting that email. So it again led to a couple of links back to our particular site. So you can see there a few different opportunities. Really, I guess it's about looking for those keywords and then reading the article and thinking, you know, is there an opportunity here? And I have to say, I probably get in some of those reports, I get maybe 20 or 30 different pieces of content that mention those keywords, and I probably act on 2 of them a day. So I'm really looking for something that I know I can add value for. I'm not just sending every single piece of content, the owners of that blog, a generic swipe file of please link to my site. It's not like that at all. I'm trying to tailor it in every situation. A few last thoughts. Firstly, monitoring your brand is not going to work for everyone. Now, obviously, my sites have reasonable profiles, so we get more mentions than a new blog. That monitoring tool for your brand is something I definitely would encourage you to set up, because I think any mention of your brand is good for you to know about. It may not be because of the links, but just because of the relationships. But I think any blogger, big or small, can have some benefit from monitoring keywords associated with your particular blog. Even if you don't ever email and take the link building approach, simply by seeing what other people are writing about those particular topics will give you all kinds of ideas for content and potentially to build relationships with those bloggers as well. Set up some monitoring. Even if you just use the 14-day free trial on BuzzSumo just to check that out, you're going to learn a lot about your niche by doing that. The second thing I say is that, and I want to emphasize this again, I pick and choose who to email and I tread so gently with those emails because I don't want to come across as spammy. I'm only sending a couple of emails maybe a day, maybe three or four a day. Actually, it's probably a little bit more than that, but I'm really trying to pick and choose very, very carefully. I get about 7 reports from BuzzSumo every day, and from those 7 reports, I'm probably sending less than 10 emails out over a day. And I typically, on a good day, I'm getting 3 or 4 links per day as a result of those emails. I get a lot of people just not reply at all, and that's totally fine, but 3, maybe 4 links a day, which doesn't sound like a lot, but over a year, that adds up. You know, over the last month, it's probably been about 100 incoming links, and over a year, that's like 1,200 links coming in. And as I mentioned in my intro, that's good on two fronts. It drives traffic directly from those other blogs. The content alerts that you get are for fresh content, so that content is getting read by those blogs' readers, and so you're getting direct traffic there, but you're also getting some boosts for your search engine optimization.
How to build and monetize your blog. This is Pro Blogger.
The last thing I say is this is something I would encourage you to build into your routine. Set aside 5 or 10 minutes a day, or maybe set aside half an hour a week, maybe Friday afternoons or Monday mornings, whenever suits you. It is a sort of an administrative task. It doesn't need a whole lot of creative thought. So maybe put it in one of those areas where perhaps you're not as creative, but put aside time to do it. And I challenge you to do it for a week or two, maybe for the 14 days that you get that free trial at BuzzSumo, and see how it goes for you. If it works for you, then it's going to have some cumulative positive benefits on your site over time. SEO does take a little time to build, but it's something really useful. And lastly, try and personalize those emails that you're sending. I actually have approached people not only via email, but sometimes on social media as well. Sometimes sending them a message on Facebook or even just shooting them a tweet, beginning that conversation can be a less sort of spammy way of doing it. Certainly, I would encourage you not to use a swipe file for those approaches, but to try and personalize those emails as much as possible. You know, refer to the article they've written, say why you like it, point out something that you do like about it, and then, you know, politely, in a no-pressure kind of way, suggest some further reading for them. I hope you find that useful. I've got today's show notes over at problogger.com/podcast/159, where I will have a link back to BuzzSumo and WP Beginner as credit, and you can actually see how BuzzSumo wrote up their tip as well over on their blog. Can I suggest a couple of other podcasts that you might find useful that kind of are on similar topics? Firstly, episode 94. Is 5 SEO mistakes that bloggers make and how to fix them. That might be useful if you do want to improve your search engine optimization. And then also way back in episode 36, we had a podcast on how to build your blog through relationships with other bloggers, networking and commenting on other blogs. And that kind of relates to this as well. And I think this is a really great way to find out which other blogs maybe you should be linking to and building those relationships with. Lastly, if you know any other blogger that could benefit from this episode, can I ask you to share it? Can I ask you to share, even if it's just sending them an email or tweeting them, DMing them in some way? If you're on your iPhone right now, you can simply open up the podcast app that you're listening to this in, open up the episode and look for the little 3 dots at the bottom right of your screen and hit the share episode button, and it will open up some options for you to either email it, tweet it, Facebook it, or alternatively head over to the show notes at problogger.com/podcast/159, where today's episode show notes transcript are. And you can share that particular post with your friends as well. Thanks for those of you who do share it. I really do appreciate it. And I do also appreciate those reviews. I see reviews coming in every couple of days on iTunes, and I appreciate all of those. They give me the energy to keep on going. Anyway, thanks for listening today. And I'll be back with you in a couple of days' time with Our next challenge, episode 160, is going to be another ProBlogger challenge. So tune in for that in a few days' time, and I'll give you something else to go away and work on, and then you can share it in our ProBlogger challenge group. Thanks for listening. I'll chat with you in a couple of days' time.
You've been listening to ProBlogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
This episode of the ProBlogger podcast was edited by the team at Podcast Motor, who offer a great range of services, including helping you to set up and launch your podcast, as well as ongoing editing and production of the podcast that you produce. You can check them out at podcastmotor.com.